Hi guys, it's Carl here from CaminoWays.com, and today I'm here to bring you the results of our 2019 survey. Thanks a million to everybody who took part. We had a really great response, and without you guys, we wouldn't have been able to get the results and present them to you here today. So there were some really interesting findings, some more expansive findings than last year, really. So essentially, for anybody who doesn't know, we conduct a survey every year of Camino fans, and we do this by contacting our loyal customers and clients who are always happy to help. Of course, the Camino has existed for thousands of years, as you guys know, but over time, trends towards it have changed. People are going for different reasons, people are doing different routes, and the experience for many people is a lot different than it was thousands and thousands of years ago. According to the latest statistics from the Pilgrims Office, actually, 327,378 pilgrims from nearly 200 countries received their Compostela in 2018. Now, what you have to remember there is there's also a whole load of people that go out and do a week or 2 weeks on the Camino who don't actually finish up in Santiago de Compostela. So, of course, they're not even included in this figure. So it's probably closer to 500,000 pilgrims that were on the trail in 2018. Just goes to show you the popularity and the diversity of the routes. 200 countries represented there, again, is another big win for the Camino, and it really speaks to the multicultural vibe that you get when you go out on the trail. You meet people from all kinds of backgrounds and cultures, and it's a real melting pot where people can get together and share ideas. It's one of the most fabulous parts of the trail. So, the big headline this year is that 99.8% of pilgrims would recommend the Camino to family and friends. And I suppose if you're listening to this podcast, either you've already been recommended it by a family member or a friend, or you probably have or will in the future. So that just makes sense to us here at Camino Ways. We're obviously big Camino fans, and we do recommend it to our family and friends. Now, the top reasons that people walk the Camino is always a very interesting one. So this year we found that 27.5% of respondents did it for spiritual reasons. And that's by far the most popular reason that people walk the Camino. It really gives you a sense of self, and you know, you can kind of connect with yourself and nature at the same time. So that one makes sense. 18.1% are looking for a physical challenge, and believe me guys, if you select your route correctly, you're going to get a physical challenge. I mean, if you're an avid hiker, you can do the Pyrenees at the start of the French Way. If you're someone who's brand new to walking, even the Portuguese coastal route, which is relatively flat, will be a physical challenge. So there's lots there for everybody. 17% want to tick it off their bucket list. It's a big bucket list one for a lot of people, and that makes total sense. 11.9% want to experience a new culture, and you will experience a diverse array of cultures. If you do something like the Portuguese coastal again, you're going to be crossing two countries. Some of the Camino routes, you're crossing three countries. And of course, as we know, different regions in Spain have very differing cultures. You can go from the Basque country straight into Galicia, for example, on the Camino del Norte, which is going to give you a real flavor of different Spanish cultures. 9.2% still walk for religious reasons, and this was the main reason people walked in the past. There's still a lot of religious aspects to the Camino. You pass a lot of churches, and you can see that religion is really embedded in the culture along the route. 8.8% want to switch off from technology, and we'll get to it a little bit later, but some also use technology to navigate the trails. But a lot of people living a busy lifestyle want to get out, connect with nature, turn that phone off, no need for earphones, meet some new people. And it can be really, really rewarding to give yourself a break from just looking at that phone screen all the time. There were some interesting other reasons. Some people want to spend time with family or to celebrate their birthday. And obviously, there are some people out there doing the walk for charity, which is really nice to hear. We also asked our pilgrims who they would take on their next Camino. 27.7% plan to walk the Camino alone, which we were a little bit surprised by. But then again, it is a great trail to walk alone simply because you meet a lot of people, if that's what you're interested in. Or you can just spend some time with yourself, getting to learn more about yourself and figuring some things out. So 27.7% walking alone. 25.2% will walk the Camino with friends, and 28.4% will walk with a spouse or partner. So they're also really, really popular methods of walking the Camino. In terms of finding their way, our Camino fans had a diverse way of finding their way, I suppose, but 66% of them actually forego any maps or technology and just simply follow the arrows. And for anyone who's been on the Camino before, particularly the Frances or the Portuguese way, you'll know that it's pretty hard to get lost. There are arrows everywhere and the trail is really well marked. 9.9% will use traditional paper maps, and of course if you book with Camino Ways, we'll supply those maps for you as well as written walking notes. And only 14.4% will use a GPS device, which kind of filters back into that whole idea of switching off technology. You don't have to worry about keeping your devices charged so that you can use your GPS. We asked people how they'd improve the Camino. There were a lot of answers. Some people said no rain. We can't guarantee that. We wish we could. Some people said they'd improve their own fitness. That is definitely something that we can help you with, guys. If you want to download the CaminoWays.com ebook, the fitness guide, you'll find it on our website, CaminoWays.com, free of charge. Some people said they'd like to have it closer to Australia. Well, we do know that there is an Australian Camino Festival. We've partnered with the guys on many occasions before, so maybe if you want to dump that into Google and see what you get back, you might find a group of like-minded people doing a Camino-like trail in Australia that you could get involved with. So we asked if our fans would recommend to family and friends, and again, they said, look, we would. It's a huge, huge number. It's way up there at 99.8%. There was about 1,000 people that were that answered this survey, and therefore you can easily work out that only about 20 people said they wouldn't recommend it to family and friends. So the top routes, there was actually no surprise here, guys. The Camino Frances topped the bill, as it does every year. It's the most popular route on the Camino. It's the most social route on the Camino. Portuguese Coastal Camino came in second. That's a great one if you want to walk along a flat kind of promenade. It's a great one for cycling. It has some beaches. It's got lovely weather. You've got the change from Portugal into Spain. You get your seafood and then you come inland and you can start getting your tapas. It's a gorgeous trail and certainly one of my favourites. The Camino Portuguese as well was well renowned, as it always is. So guys, that's kind of it for the results from the survey. If you are one of the people who filled out the survey, please check out the blog at CaminoWays.com to see if you are one of the lucky winners of the €100 voucher. For more information on any of our walking or cycling tours, as always, please just get in touch with the travel specialists at www.CaminoWays.com. As always, we will be delighted to hear from you.